Okay, this file is pretty straightforward. Whenever someone uses the trigger from this file, you will find yourself immediately becoming erect, and you will stay that way for the amount of time that they stayed after they say the trigger. You will not be able to go soft during that period of time, and at the very end, you will immediately have an orgasm. So that's pretty much all there is to it. So pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. you can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me. But now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word. So that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on listening to what I say, on doing what I say, on carrying out what I say, on obeying it. From now on, if you hear someone say, "hard time for you," and then a period of time, up to several hours, you will find that you are immediately becoming erect. You will find that you immediately become erect as soon as you hear those words, that the images and ideas, the things that make you aroused, and you can think of them now, run them through your mind, everything that arouses you, every picture, every image, they will play through your mind as soon as you hear "hard time for you." Those ideas will be stuck in your mind until the period of time that person states is over. You can even state it yourself. But as soon as you've triggered it, you will immediately become totally erect until the end of that period of time. And at the end of that period of time, you will find yourself orgasming. You will find yourself forced to orgasm at the very end of that time. As soon as you hear the words, every time you hear the words, in fact, every time you hear the words in this file, you will become more and more sexually aroused and erect. The images of things that arouse you will flash through your mind, keeping you as hard as you possibly can be. You can already feel it now. And every time you hear the words, "hard on time for you," you will immediately become aroused, every time making you more aroused than the last. And they will stay that way until the time limit expires. And when it does, you will immediately find yourself achieving orgasm. You will immediately find your body achieving an instant orgasm at the very end. You will find yourself building up to it throughout the time that you are hard. You will be hard the entire time. You will be unable to become soft in any way, shape, or form. And at the end of the period of time, you will instantly orgasm. Beyond your capacity to stop, it will simply have to happen. It will not matter where you are and what you are doing. It will not matter if you are in public or private. It will not matter who is around. It is simply something you are going to have to do. It is something you have chosen to accept, and you are going to do it. Hard on time for you makes you so very, very hard. It arouses you totally. It makes you need to orgasm. It flashes the images of everything that excites you through your mind one after the other. Think of something that excites you right now. A breast, an ass, a leg, a cock, whatever it is that excites you. Imagine it. Imagine the things that excite you. No matter what they may be, no matter how mild or intense they are, as soon as you hear these words, as soon as you hear hard on time for you. That will be what locks into your mind. Those will be the images that play through your mind, and you will find yourself instantly and continuously hard, hard all the way, until the end of the time that you've been told to remain hard, and at the end of that time you will instantly orgasm. It will be something you simply have to do. You will feel compelled to orgasm at the very end of that period of time, and you will know that you are going to do it, that you have to do it, that you will do it. This is simply what is going to happen from now on. From now on, hard on time for you will make you so very, very erect. So very, very hard. You will be as hard as you have ever been in your life. So totally stiff. It will be the strongest, most powerful erection you have ever had, and it will last until the time is up, at which point in time you will find yourself compelled to orgasm. It will be an orgasm beyond your control to stop and beyond your control to start, just as the erection is beyond your control to start or stop. There is no way to resist this. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept this trigger. You have chosen to make it a part of your mind, and every time you listen, it will sink a little deeper into your mind, and you will listen to the file over and over again, setting it deeper and deeper, setting it deeper and deeper every time you hear hard on time for you. Those words will make you so very, very erect, so very, very hard. The only reason that you won't stay hard for a set period of time and come at the end of this file is because I'm not trying to set one, and you will go back to being limp as soon as the file is over. But this file arouses you. It arouses you totally. It prepares you for your trigger, the trigger phrase that will make you hard. Hard on time for you is so very, very important to you. It is something you want to learn and make a part of your mind. It is something you are going to do from now on. You need, want, and desire to be hard like this, and you will listen to the file over and over, allowing it to train you to do this until your mind accepts this trigger every single time it is spoken, until every time you hear those words and someone states a time, you immediately become hard for that amount of time, with no way to release it, no way to go down, until at the very end you find yourself compelled to orgasm, no matter where you are and no matter what you are doing. This simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on, and you accept this totally. As you have listened to this file, you chose to listen, and you choose to accept this and make it a part of your mind. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, with no more erection. Your erection is going down now just because the file is over, but when you hear the trigger, it will return just as strong as it was. And now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed the file.